Rabbana.
Ask the followers of the remembrance if ye know not.
Rabbana, ya Rabbana, ya Rabbana, ya Hayyu, ya Qayyum, nawwir qalbana.
You're listening to the program The Key on IRIB English Radio with Shiraz Hossein Agha, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom and a PhD in philosophy.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Welcome to our program, The Key, here at IRIB English Radio. I'm your host, Shiraz Agha. Thank you for joining us here today. Today on The Key, we want to look at a question that might be present in the minds of some of our listeners. And that question is regarding a famous tradition which has been related from the Holy Prophet, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, regarding the reprehensibility of certain professions. In a certain tradition, a man comes to the Holy Prophet, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and asks him about which profession he should push his child towards. The Prophet says that there are five professions which you should not allow your child to take up and to pursue. One of them is the profession of the person who sells burial shrouds. The other is the profession of the person who is a butcher. The other is the profession of the goldsmith. Then there is the profession of the person who sells wheat. And finally, there is the profession of the person who sells slaves. Now, it might come in the minds of certain people that why would the Prophet discourage this person to take up these professions? These professions are necessary in every society. There has to be a butcher in society. There has to be a person who is a goldsmith. There has to be a person who sells us burial shrouds. These are all necessary professions in every society. And we know that any service that a human being does to society is good, is recommended, it could be even obligatory in certain cases. Why would the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, why would he discourage this person from allowing his son to take up these professions? We can analyze this question in a number of ways and answer it in a number of ways. One of the ways that we can answer it is by examining the tradition and the context in which the Prophet made this statement. In this tradition, a person comes to the Prophet and says, "My son, he knows how to read and write," meaning he's literate, he's learned. "I want to push him to take up a certain profession. Which profession should I push him to take up?" The Prophet then discourages this person from allowing his son to pursue these professions. Perhaps the reason that the Prophet discouraged this person to pursue these professions was that the son of this person was a child, and these professions are not professions that a child should take up. It could also be because this child of this person was a literate person, was somebody who could read and write, who had learned quite a bit. These are professions which are not suitable for learned people. Rather, they're professions for people who are not academically advanced or who don't know how to read and write, who are not literate. Every person should pursue the profession that is suitable with his capacities and intellectual capacities and moral traits and characteristics and distinctions. Right? So within the context of the tradition as a whole shows us that the Prophet is not categorically and absolutely discouraging the pursuit of these professions. Rather, he's simply discouraging them for a certain class of people, children, or perhaps literate people. This doesn't necessarily mean that other people who don't fall under these categories, for example, could legitimately take up these professions. Thank you for joining us on The Key. We were looking at the reprehensibility of certain professions in the eyes of Islam. Until next time, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Shiraz Hossein Agha, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Rome and a PhD in philosophy on the program The Key on IRIB English Radio.
You can also send your questions to englishradio@irib.ir.